I want to tell you a story. And it more or less starts in what Sue has just been talking about. All things were made for his glory. That means you and I were made for his glory. Okay? From you to some of the bigger ones here. They were all made for his glory. But the Bible tells us, I mean, what Sue was talking about was from the beginning of Genesis. But the Bible tells us just after that, that sin came into the world and caused us a real problem. Because the sin separated us from God. And whereas we were all meant to be for his glory, praising God for his goodness to us, when sin came into the world, that got in between us. It was like a curtain closing. Me on one side and God on the other. Well, now I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story which may help us understand a little bit more. And I'm glad you are here. Because, Joyce, because you can remember that whenever I make reference to the word see, we've got to do this. Whenever I make reference to the word saw, we got to do this. Good. It doesn't matter in this story whether it's because I can see things or because it's... Oh, sorry. It's the sea. Okay? You can sit down now because now you just got to be ready. And... Okay, you okay? No, we're going to be doing... And there's another word that you need to remember. If I say the word string, you've got to go like that. Okay? Because that's a long piece of string. Is that all right? Have you got that? Okay? Oh, and you oldies, you can listen as well. And if you want to do the actions, you can. You go like this. If I say the word see, you go like this. If I say the word saw, or this, if I say the word string. Have you got that? Okay, right. Now, this story is about a little boy. He's a lovely little boy. I can't think of his name right now. Shirley, help me out. What? Brian, that's right. His name was Brian. And Brian was a really good boy. He always did everything his mum and dad said he should do. And it was coming up to his birthday. And on his birthday, his father, who was a very clever man, had decided he was going to make him something that he knew Brian was going to enjoy. He knew that Brian wanted to have a sailing boat. But he wasn't going to buy one in the shop. Oh, no. This sailing boat was going to be made by Brian's dad. Oh, it was going to look wonderful. If you could see it now, yes, he had the right idea. Yeah, you've got to catch up. If you could see it, it was beautiful because it was painted with a blue hull. That means the bottom of the boat was blue. It had sails on it that went up, two sails, one at the front, one at the back, and they were beautifully, startlingly white. This boat looked fantastic. But on Brian's birthday, his dad presented him with the boat, and once Brian saw it, he thought it was wonderful. It was the best present he'd ever had. One of the reasons it was the best present... When he saw it, okay, he loved it. Okay, Joyce?
Right.
Now, he loved this because his dad had made it for him. It was so much better than the boats I used to make when I was a lad. I mean, all of us guys, we all made Airfix boats, didn't we? Before your time, Rich, was it? Oh, I see. Oh, fair enough. Right. But this boat had been made by his father. What colour was it? Blue. That's right. And what colour were the sails? Startlingly white. Oh, brilliantly white. Fantastic. But his father gave him the boat, and he said, "Now look, son, I've spent an awful lot of time making this boat. It's so important that whenever you are sailing this boat, you make sure that you attach to the front of the boat a piece of string." Right, you've got it. Now, this lad, he lived in a town that was right on the coast. And going through the town, there was a river. And it was wonderful because the river flowed lovely and smoothly. You didn't see any waves on the river. It was just flowing nice and smoothly. And Brian, he used to go out there as soon as he finished school. He'd go out and he'd put his boat on the river the wind would catch in the sails, and he would see that that boat would floated down the river. But it was okay, because on the front of the boat there was a piece of string. And as long as Brian held on to that string, he knew that his boat was safe. So Brian would be out there with his boat. He could see it on the water, and he could see that that boat was perfectly safe because it was on the end of a piece of string. Okay, right. Now then one day, Brian thought, it would be good if I didn't have to have this boat on the piece of string. Because then what I'll do is I'll put it in the water and I will see it float down the river, and I would be running down the side of the river looking at my boat as it went down. And that would be fine, because later on I would be able to catch it at the bottom of the river before it went out into the sea, and I could take it back up to the river, and I could put it back in the water, and I could see that it was going to flow down the river again. Oh, and that would be so good. So what did he do? He took the string off. And he put the boat. Sorry, what color is it? Blue boat. White, okay. And he put the boat on the river, and he saw, yes, this was much better. That's right, I missed that. Well done. He saw that it was much better, because now the boat was able to flow freely down the river. And down the river it went, and the wind was blowing it. And, oh, whoa! It didn't stop on his side of the river. It went out, and it went further and further away until he could no longer see it, because it was now out at sea. He could see it out there because it had its white sails. Brian was looking at it. Oh, my boat, and it's gone. And I took the piece of string off. Come on, pick up. I took the piece of string off, and now... there it is, it's gone. I can hardly see it now. It had gone. Oh, it was much worse than that. So the boat had gone. Oh, Brian had to go home. He had to tell his dad. Dad, I'm so sorry, but the boat has gone. No, son, the boat couldn't have gone. It was on the end of a piece of string. No, said Brian. It wasn't, because I took the string off. Oh, you've lost the boat then. Yeah, it's gone all the way out to sea. Well, I'm sorry for you, son. It was a good boat. It looked lovely. And now it has gone. Oh, day after day, you know, Brian went out and he walked along the coastline. He looked behind all the rocks that were there. He looked behind in all the coves that were around the coast. He was looking to see whether he could see his boat, and it wasn't there. He got more and more sad. But then one day he was walking through the town and he came across a shop that would sell second-hand stuff. Then he went past the shop. He always looked into the shop. And one day, whoa! He looked into the boat, and there was his... sorry, he looked into the shop. And there was his boat, the front of the shop. Oh, he was thrilled, absolutely thrilled. He went into the shop, and he said to the shopkeeper, he said, excuse me, can I just take my boat out of the window there? And the shop, no, said the shop. But no, but it's my boat. No. It's my boat, said the shop. No, that's the boat my father made for me. I recognize it because it is blue and white sail. I know it is my boat. I can see it is my boat, and I want it back. Bad luck, said the shopkeeper. It's my boat. Someone found it, they sold it to me, and now I've got to sell it on. If I give it to you, I'm going to lose money. So, I'm sorry, it's my boat, there it is, it'll cost £4.
if you want it back. £4! I haven't got £4. And he went home and said to his dad, "Dad, I found the boat." "Oh, great," said his dad. "That's fantastic. Where is it?" "It's in the shop. On the high street. It's in the shop and it's in the window and it's got a £4 price tag on it and I haven't got £4. "That's a bit of bad luck." "Oh, £4. His father said, "No, look, son, you haven't got £4. "No, I haven't got £4 at all." "Well, why don't you work harder for your mum? Do things around the house for your mum. Do things for me, and we'll give you some pocket money. And you can save up to get the £4. "All right then," said Brian. "What sort of jobs?" "Well, I mean, you can always clear the table, take off all the dirty dishes and put them in the kitchen." "Oh, that doesn't sound too bad," said Brian. And then his dad said, "And then you can wash them." "I've got to wash them as well." "And then after you've washed them, you can put them away. Now, you kids probably do that every day, don't you?" "Do they?" But Brian didn't do that. His dad was saying, "Clear the table, wash the dishes, put the dishes away. And I'll give you 50 pence. "How many days does he have to work?" "Now, hang on now, Shirley. This is for the children. Now, let's be fair, okay? I'll give you 25 pence a day for doing that," he said. "Okay? He'd have to work for 16 days to get the £4, wouldn't he?" So he did it for the first day. And he did it for the second day. And he did it for the third day. How much would he have, Shirley? 75 pence, keep up. So you see, every day he was doing something that was working towards getting the boat back. Until in the end, he had £4. Great. He went down to the shop and in the window was his boat. Yeah, you got him on there. His boat was still there. And so he went into the shopkeeper and he said, "I'd like to have my boat." "Puff," said the shopkeeper, "I've told you before. You've got to pay me £4. "Here's the £4. "Oh, well, you can take your boat." So the shopkeeper went into the window and he picked up the boat. What color was it? Blue. Faded blue now, because it'd been in the sun. Blue, and the sails weren't quite as white as they were when he first had it. And he took that boat home. Oh, Brian was so pleased. That the first thing he did was what? What do you think the first thing he did was? Attach the string. Clever boy. He didn't go like that, though. He should have done, shouldn't he? He attached the string to the boat. And then every day when he took the boat out onto the river, he would enjoy it sailing away at the end of his piece of string. Now, why would I bother telling you a story like that? It is so important, you know. From what Sue said this morning, she was saying that God had created everything for his glory. That means he created you for his glory. And you, Joseph, for his glory. But sin came into our lives, and it damaged that relationship. So we could no longer really praise God as we should. We could no longer give God all the glory that he deserved, because we couldn't see that there was a need for a real relationship with God. How could we get back into real relationship with God? God said, "If my son, Jesus, dies on a cross, anybody who sees Jesus as being their Savior, anybody who says, I ask you, God, to please forgive me of my sins, can be saved. That's what the Bible tells us. And if we understand that, and we come to him, he will reestablish our relationship with God. You and I, we can still be in God's family. Now, that activity of saying, God, Jesus died for me so that I can have forgiveness of sins, that is called redemption. That's a long word, isn't it? Redemption. But if you remember this story, when the boy had the price to pay for the boat, he had the boat back. And that was redemption. That was getting something back that belonged to you before. Because remember, this boat had been made for him by his father. And when we come back to God, when we come back to God through Jesus, we are coming back to our Creator. The one who said, you are mine. Now, as I look out here and I see all of your smiling faces and all of the others, I see God says you were created for his glory. But are you able to glorify and praise God? Have you actually seen Jesus dying on that cross for you, for your sins, so that you can be forgiven? Because the Bible tells us clearly that is the only way we can get back to being in relationship with God. There wasn't any other way for Brian to get his boat back. He had to pay the £4. Jesus had to die because that was how much needed to be paid to redeem each one of you out there. Jesus died for you. And I ask this morning that you reflect upon that you think upon that now. Yes, I have claimed Jesus as my Savior, or no, I have not. You know, when Mission to Wales starts on Thursday, we're going to be down in town on the streets of the centre of Cardiff from 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock on Thursday, and then on Friday and Saturday and right through the following week. And we're going to be asking people a series of questions. One of the questions is, excuse me, can I tell you, God has got a plan for you. There's a lot of people today who are wandering around with no real idea of what life is all about. But the Bible tells us God has got a plan for you. And then I want to say, and do you know in your heart that God loves you? Because he does. What we see when Jesus died at Calvary was how much God loved us. He was ready to sacrifice his own son. And then the next question is this. Think about this for a moment. If you were to die tonight, do you know for a fact that you will go to heaven? Let me tell you, I do know that. I know that because Jesus is my Savior. But I can't speak for any of the rest of you. That question, if you were to die tonight, would you know for a fact that you would go to heaven? And what we are seeing is that is a real challenge to people who are ready to see God and be reunited with God, to be bought back for God, to be redeemed for God. And I ask you to consider that this morning. And if you can't answer that question with a yes, then I ask that you speak to one of us afterwards. It is just so, so important that we understand the importance of that question. If you were to die tonight, do you know for a fact that you would go to heaven? Only those that know Jesus as their Savior will be allowed to enter in. The Bible tells us that. So I leave that question with you. And I just ask that you seriously consider it. Thank you for listening so well to your story. That's wonderful. Thank you.